the hot sports topic of the weekend, these parts, Micah Parsons demanding a trade on Friday. Negotiations have gone sideways, and joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Who's this now?
The Musers on the Ticket.
All right, now. Okay, what y'all want to talk about? Y'all want to talk about that huge sponsorship deal with the Cowboys we just re-upped with Blockchain.com?
No.
Want to talk about the Ram coming into camp to play scrimmage, and we got new concession items for that? You want to talk about that? That's big news.
No, we want to talk about Micah Parsons demanding a trade.
Look, I'm tired of everyone talking about this contract issue and now this trade, whatever the story is that he's putting out there. We will get this worked out. Look, Michael took it off. Michael took it off. Don't put an answer up there. It's very important.
Micah?
It's very important. What now?
Micah or Michael?
Hey, look, you don't correct me. Look, I don't talk with agent. Okay, I have a personal relationship with the player. It's a very personal relationship I have with player. And Michael Parsons is who I'm talking about. He and I are close friends, and he knows that. So don't all this talk about agent is a side traction.
Well, okay, but at some point, it seems like all these players use a representative to get a deal done.
Look, we've got an agreement, okay? If we're going to adjust it, we will. But it's very clear. It's very clear.
Okay.
He's a must.
He's
and
a
I'm a must. Not the organization. Not the organization. He's a must, and I'm a must.
Yeah.
We're like two must oxes out in the tundra. We're must.
That makes no sense. I heard you say that over the weekend, too. What do you mean a must?
Look, I know I grew up when mama wouldn't let me do something, I went to daddy.
Right.
And I'm still going through that mama-daddy stuff. Now, y'all get the analogy, don't you?
Well, no, not really.
It's very easy. That's a mama-daddy deal. And I know about mama-daddy deals. I've done it with a lot of women. Played mama and daddy with them. So you don't need to tell me, all right, because I'm a must.
Well, okay, we don't get that.
The must thing.
Hey, but were mistakes made? Yes. Yes. This is the first contract we've let Spalding do, and you see how it's going.
Well, okay.
Yeah, mistakes were made.
Well, that explains a lot.
I gave it to him as a Christmas present that he could negotiate the Michael deal, and so he's the one that's handling this for us. And if he can't get it done, I'm thinking very seriously and positively about giving it to my half-daughter.
Oh, she's your full daughter,
you know,
by the way.
I had a half-daughter with a full mama about 27 years ago.
Hey.
And that baby was born in an airport bathroom, and she has grown up into a fine half-daughter.
She's now, a full daughter.
Now, so she may handle this Michael Parsons deal before it's all said and done.
Well, why can't you just sit, or Steven, just sit down and talk to David Mulugeta and get the thing done?
Okay. First of all, you're throwing out terms like Mulugeta that I've never even heard of. That sounds like a slur.
That's his agent.
And and the thing is that Michael is a Michael Parsons. He's a motion contact position player. All right,
yeah, I guess.
You got to handle that differently. Now I'm a motion contact position owner, and that means that he and I share a lot of the same mind. We will work this out. This is all positioning that he's doing. He throws that out there that he's demanding a trade, and what do y'all do? You fall for it, you print it, you talk about it, you make a big deal about it. It's nothing but a bunch of drama. And I'd like to remind everyone right now, we have a deal. We already have a deal.
Okay, well,
it's a mama-daddy deal that he's playing under right now.
Well, it's his original contract that he wants an extension on, so that's the problem.
Well, I'll get to it when I get to it, all right? He's got to take a number and get in line. I got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of crap going on, and y'all are about to push me to the breaking point in this interview.
Well, this should be number one on your list.
Yes, this should be your priority.
Matter of fact, I'm going to start using some of this $10 billion I have to put out a hit on you guys.
God. Don't say things like
unless that. Unless you cease and desist. The fake Jerry on your station immediately. That's my demand.
Wow. Well, we'll think about it.
On there.
We'll think about it, but we haven't actually done that in a while. So
I don't want to be tuning in. Well, that's good. I'm glad you haven't done it in a while because I'm tired of tuning in and hearing the fake Jonesy on your radio TV show.
Talk to our agent about it. Maybe you can work it out with him.
I don't talk to agent.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Look. Hey, I'm going to make this real simple, and then I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
All right? Look, in 1989, I made a deal with you and the Cowboy fans.
Yep.
That's the year it happened. It was a big year. I bought the team. I moved to Dallas, and I got a golf cart. Can't get any bigger than that.
No, it really can't.
Good morning.
All right, morning. Well, that made it about as much sense as he did over the weekend in Oxnard. I still have no idea what's going on.